Jonathan, Jamie Say, WKMG. I'm wondering if you can comment on the Rolling Stone article and your comments that appeared on that about you not getting a vaccination, why you don't want to get a vaccination, and were you misquoted in that article?
I would start by saying that I was pretty badly misrepresented in the Rolling Stone article, and because of that, I can understand anyone who may say they don't transparently or overtly trust the media. In a frustrated tweet yesterday, I had noted that true journalism was dying. And to that, I would say that I appreciate every single one of you, those that try their best to correctly share the thoughts, the ideas, and the heart of the people that they're asking questions of. I'm not anti-vax. I'm not anti-medicine. I'm not anti-science. I didn't come to my current vaccination status by studying Black history or watching Donald Trump press conferences. I have nothing but the utmost respect for every healthcare worker and person in Orlando and all across the world that have worked tirelessly to keep us safe. My mom has worked in healthcare for a really long time. I thank God. I'm grateful that I live in a society where vaccines are possible and we can protect ourselves and have the means to protect ourselves for the first place. But with that being said, it is my belief that the vaccine status of every person should be their own choice, and completely up to them, without bullying, without being pressured, or without being forced into doing so. I'm not ashamed to say that I'm uncomfortable with taking the vaccine at this time. I think that we're all different. We all come from different places. We've all had different experiences and hold dear to different beliefs. And what it is that you do with your body when it comes to putting medicine in there should be your choice, free of the ridicule and the opinion of others.